Welcome to Scorpio Beacon by Elizabeth Jones. This is for the time of October 23rd to November 22nd, 2022. And there are a couple of things that I want to announce before I go into the tarot reading for this time. The first thing is, this is my first reading since arriving in my new destination, which is Port Townsend, Washington. I am in a rental right now, staring out at a marina and the water and the wind, and it's fabulous. There's a little bit more about this transition that I've been in for several months on the website, which the link is on the PDF and on the webpage. The other thing is my setup for recording is different than it was before. Before I had better buffering and such to make the recordings not quite as echoey or whatever, and I don't have that here. So it might sound a little different. At some point, I will set that up again, but I just wanted to let you know that. Okay, let's get on with our tarot reading. If you read, and I hope you did read the PDF this month, because this is such a powerful solar Scorpio, or the four weeks, if you want to just think of it that way. The two eclipses, starting with one just a couple of days after the sun entered Scorpio on the 25th of October, was the new moon solar eclipse, and then the very powerful full moon lunar eclipse occurring on November 8th. Both of which I talk about, especially the lunar eclipse, in greater detail about the impact, especially spiritually, and how it affects our personal journey or path during this very dynamic time. So again, I hope you take time or are able to read the PDF either online or print it off or whatever. So, as you might imagine, the tarot cards, which I pull right before I start recording, reflect these very intense and dynamic and interesting and mysterious energies, all reflections of the qualities of Scorpio. And the first question is, what is most important for me to focus on this month? And I chose a card for internally, your inner life, and externally, your outer life. And the card most important for what to focus on this month internally is death. I mean, it's definitely a Scorpio card. And it's a Scorpio theme. It did come up reversed. And I say this over and over on the PDF. I say over and over. I think I mentioned it three times or something, that this is a time of letting go, of letting old patterns, old cycles, old thoughts, old ways of living even leave. They fulfill the purpose. The card clearly is indicating the end of a cycle in some area of your life. Will it be every area of your life? Of course not. It might only be one, but it's significant, whatever it is. And this card, we're asking, you know, what is most important to focus on this month, on the inner? And it's just saying, keep removing obstacles, keep removing what is old, keep removing, letting go, releasing things that a part of you surely knows, already knows, are things that need to be let go of. And it could be a relationship, it could be a, you know, habit, it could be an attitude, it could be a grudge that you've been holding, or something like that, a fear. Fear has really been an interesting energy present for me and for some other people that I've talked about lately, and how to manage fear, and what the opposite of fear is faith. And there are definitely indications, there are definitely energies present during this, yes, intense time that can help with that. And one of them is Jupiter will be at the end of the month, I believe. It is right around the corner. Let me get that for you. Yes, it is October 27th. We'll be re-entering Pisces for 8 weeks before leaving until, I think it's April of 2033. And during these 8 weeks, it will be bolstering or enhancing our capacity, our ability to experience and to rely on faith. So that is a key element to this as well. So it's things that you let go of is to have faith that they will be either replaced as is appropriate, or that something else will be there that at the time that you need it, and so on. I mean, this is a very powerful card to get here, and it is directly related to letting go and allowing things that have fulfilled their purpose, and that even to the degree that they may be hindering your next the next steps that you are taking or need to or will be taking or need to take on your journey. It's very interesting that it came up first in this 5 or 6 card reading, and that it came up reversed for the inner. It's just it's kind of like underlying, yes, what we're talking about is the inner realm, not something. And it doesn't mean, by the way, that it doesn't also have an outer realm counterpart. If you're giving up a habit, you know, there's going to be, how does that express on the outer in some cases? But what is intriguing about that point is that it's saying it has to be released on the inner first, whatever it is that you're letting go. You know, it could be something physical as well as a mental pattern or habit and so on, as I'm saying. But the point that I'm making now is that seeing it come up the way that it did, the death card, is a clear indication that we have to decide first. Ralph Bloom of the runes in the book, one of my very favorite sayings or things that he says is, we are not so much doers as we are deciders. And once we decide, the doing is easy. And so it's deciding, which really takes us to the second card. It's the deciding, yes, it's time. You know, it's time to release that. It's time to let go of that. And the second card is on the outer. What is the most important for me to focus on this month? And I got the Ace of Swords upright. And that is the card of deciding, of discernment, using discernment, being clear. It's a card of clarity and asking for clarity. And so these two cards will definitely be qualities and dynamics and aspects of how you experience and what you focus on this month, on the inner, letting go and so on, and then on the outer, consciously deciding that, yes, I can let go of things in my mind, in my psyche, in my attitudes, in my thoughts. And that's just how it relates to the inner. And then further on the outer, it's really a call for clarity. It's a call for decision, really. It's saying the Ace of Swords is wanting us to really get in touch with what is true, what is authentic, what is real. And it's a very powerful card, any of the Aces are, but the Ace of Swords has so much to do with our mental approach to things. And if you are trying to make some decision, practical or spiritual or anything in between, it's a great ally. Call on the Ace of Swords for that kind of clarity. It wants to eliminate what isn't relevant. And that's a big one right now. The second card, the second question is, what do I need to eliminate that I have outgrown or that no longer serves me or my spiritual path or destiny? By the way, the word destiny kept coming up for me this month, especially as it relates to the lunar eclipse on the 8th of November. But back to the question, what do I need to eliminate that I've outgrown? And I got a very curious card. We got the Emperor. And I thought about it, and after a few, seconds, it kind of came to me. It's that the Emperor, well, let's back up. All cards have to be interpreted in relationship to the question. And they, in some situations, the Emperor is a fabulous card, and it can bring order and a sense of authority and power. And yet, when we're asking, what do I need to eliminate, we have to look at it from a different viewpoint. And that would be, in this case, a sense of rigidity. The Emperor is number four, and all four of, whenever four comes up in the tarot cards, whether it's a four of pentacles or the fourth card in the major arcana, that's an underlying dynamic that has to be addressed or looked at or considered, at least. And in this case, it's saying, are you using external precepts and tenets, if you will, regulations to govern your life? In other words, the Emperor is all about creating this certain kind of a way of living. And it applies to us personally, in our communities, in our countries. I mean, it is that, the Emperor, he has spoken, this is the way it is. Well, in a personal sense, we have that voice within us. This is the way it is. This is what's true. This is what's real. There's this rigidity to it. We believe it after time. And to a degree, it does serve us. But there's times that it becomes the law without the truth behind it. I think we're seeing a lot of that in our world today. The essence, the truth that Ace of Swords is seeking and can bring us to and can help us identify and clarify. But the Emperor says no. So there's a time, what do I need to eliminate to help guide and, that I've outgrown or that no longer serves me? And I think that is a key phrase in this question. Like I said, certain kinds of order and things that you use as your parameters for living are, of course, true. Some aren't any longer. Now, the thing about the Emperor is he's the Emperor. He's very, I'll say dictatorial at times, like, no, that is the way it is. And so we have to go up against that. I think that's part of why such a powerful card as Death came up in, what is important for me to focus on the inner, because it's equally as powerful, if not really more so, than the Emperor. We have to let go of what isn't real, supportive, authentic for us anymore. And that's a lot of what my last 6 months have been about, personally. That life didn't hold aliveness, wasn't bad at all. It just wasn't authentic, didn't feel authentic. And of course, I could write a small story about all of that. And, you know, I've shared some of it with you. But this, what I've done, is a call to new life, to a new life. And I'm feeling it already. I've been here days and I can feel it already. But then again, I felt it before. But the point is that I had a very strong emperor type feeling about the way that it was. It just what, and that's the other thing, is that it wasn't going to change. I could feel that. I mean, you know, I could talk about that for a long time, about that particular thing. But the real key here is that something had changed inside of me in the last, whatever, months, years even, that didn't resonate with the quote-unquote rules or parameters. And that's where the death card comes in. I mean, this, you know how I've said this before, this could be a reading for me. And it is a reading for me. It always is to some degree. And that's not, you know, uncommon. I learned that many years ago, that what I end up writing about, sharing, talking about, there's always some truth in it for me as well. And that helps me to identify with it. So back to, what do I need to eliminate that I have outgrown or that no longer serves me or my spiritual path or destiny? Those are big things. And we get the emperor. So bottom line is to look at the basic things that you call, you know, your, I don't know, rules is not quite the right word, but what you think of as being, well, it has to be this way. Does it have to be that way? The Ace of Swords becomes quite powerful now because it is here to help you discern and see what's so. And it starts in the mental, and the swords are the mental element it represents. So it starts in the mind. So it's like, you know, what to focus on externally, you know, conversations, reflections, journaling, thoughts. Let these big concepts and these big energies. I mean, my goodness, we're three cards in and we've gotten the Death card and the Emperor, you know. And I haven't even told you the key factor that just popped out. We'll get there in a minute. Another major arcana. So it's like, yeah, this is the sword. That Ace of Swords is a perfect card because it just says, you know what? You're not doing it yet. You're thinking. You're opening your mind. That's what the Ace of Swords wants us to do. No decision has to be made. Maybe at some point, yes. But initially, it's like a rumination, a reflection, a consideration, a dialogue with self or with other. That's where it all starts. And then, you know, that kind of eases us into what it means. So the next card is, what is ready to change or transform during this time that will better align me with my purpose or destiny? And I got a curious, I'm going to say little card. It is the Five of Swords. So we have a second sword. In fact, those are the only two minor arcana cards in this reading, which is pretty remarkable. I thought this was curious. What is ready to transform? And the answer really is quite simple with this card. This is a card called Peace After a Battle. And it means that what happened here is that this was a battlefield. And it was a battlefield in a way of, you know, very figuratively speaking, of internal conflict perhaps, or an indecision. But what's happening here is that there is a person that has picked up three swords and left behind two. And this is a card that says, when we say, what is ready to transform, is to leave behind ideas, thoughts, attitudes, decisions that, I'm going to say it again, no longer are relevant to your future path or destiny. This is actually kind of a simple message, and yet it's got the word destiny in the question. What is ready to transform? It totally aligns with the Ace of Swords. And it's really, okay, I just got through saying the Ace of Swords is all about, consideration and ideas and thoughts and reflection and all of that. But here takes it just a step further, and it says, okay, what of those ideas can be eliminated, can be left behind? That's what this card's about. What can be left behind? What doesn't work? Now, that's an interesting idea. What isn't a possibility? It's like a culling, a word that I used a lot while I was downsizing, culling, which is a curious word. But it just means going through again and again until you've arrived at the essence of the truth of whatever it is that you're considering or is on your mind or keeps arriving, keeps coming up. And it is a huge step in moving forward. I found that out firsthand over and over and over again. Well, this doesn't fit, so it stays behind. And I had to make these Ace of Swords kind of instant decisions over and over and over again. There was some part of me that instinctually knew. Now, will I regret leaving some things behind? I probably will as time goes on. But the point is that I did in the moment. And that's what this is. I want to just one more time, I reread, because as we go into the energies and so on of these cards, and then their meaning, then the question becomes, the question itself becomes clear. What is ready to change or transform during this time that will better align me with my purpose at this time and my destiny? And it's simply saying it is time to, after some consideration, to start honing or narrowing down your focus. And it's a, that's why I'm saying simple. In a way, there's a simplicity to it. In fact, in some ways, the Five of Swords could say it is the essence of simplicity, because it edits out what isn't important or relevant. And this, it's a big question in this five card reading or whatever it is. It's a big question because you're asking what's ready to transform that will move you closer to your destiny. And it's just saying, it's not exactly letting go, though that's a component of it. It's more like realizing what you do want to focus on and then letting the other things fall away. So that you're getting there, there's this sense of you're getting closer to what is true for you at this point. And this can apply quite broadly in your life. So consider that as you're listening to this. The next is a message from Spirit or your higher self to help guide and support you during this time. And I got Temperance, number 14, Major Arcana card, Archangel Michael. I mean, I don't know that it gets any better than that. There's two ways that I think that Temperance applies here, because it is one of the cards, as are all of the Major Arcana cards, that have lots of horizontal and vertical and inner and outer meaning. In this case, two come up instantly. One is, it is Archangel Michael. It is a card of protection and safety, and a card of slashing away the truth. I mean, so that you can discern the truth. I mean, that is a recurring theme. I've heard or read before some people say that the Ace of Swords is Archangel Michael's sword of, you know, slashing away what isn't relevant or what is not appropriate, or, you know, I mean, it's used for protection to fight off negative energies or entities. I mean, that's part of Archangel Michael's thing. So here in the message from Spirit to help guide and support you, in an overarching way, it's just saying protection. I shouldn't say just saying. This is a dicey time, and I use the word violence and conflicts and I don't use upheaval, but I certainly could have. This is a tumultuous time that we're entering with the election and the lunation happening, the lunar eclipse right on the election, and the moon's conjunct Uranus. And again, I go into all of this on the PDF to some degree or another. It's pretty tumultuous. So calling on Archangel Michael, if you ever feel fear, and it can be an external kind of related fear or an even internal, he's very present, very active right now, which I was glad to see. So that's one level. Now the level is the word temperance, which has an interesting connotation, and I've always kind of wondered if that's really quite the right word for this card. I'm sure some of the newer decks have come up with other words for number 14. But what it, in essence, means is coalescing, which is another interesting word, one that I didn't even know what it meant until I came across a bookstore a couple decades ago called Coalesce Books. But nonetheless, it's a gathering together. It is a coming together of energies. Now, when we're talking about an archangel, the energies that are coming together are of a higher frequency. There's this magnetic quality to the card, to the vibration of this card at a higher frequency. And in fact, in the deck that I use, the Aquarian deck, I can't speak offhand to other decks about other decks, literally shows this very interesting kind of solar plexus right at the center of the angel's torso, where you get this sense that there's sort of activity there, and there is this bringing together of focus and of energies. It's a very empowering card in that regard. It helps us to not be scattered and uncertain and all over the place. So, message from our higher self to help guide you during this time is call on Archangel Michael for protection, yes, but also to help you with this magnetic quality that is so strong in solar Scorpio, and especially this year, this four-week period, because the energies are so magnetic and so strong and so, you know, I get this sort of glomping on, which I'm not even sure where that word comes from or what it means, but there's this sense of things really getting concentrated. And that's very true right now, astrologically speaking. So higher self is here to help you be grounded, concentrated, empowered in your solar plexus, in your torso. It's a card that is going to help keep you aware and conscious and have that sense of empowerment. Empowerment is a word I use several times on the PDF. This is a huge theme this month and with this particular full moon lunar eclipse. I had a very interesting meditation around this a few days ago that really pointed to the, I'm not quite sure what the right word is here, but the act of empowering and being empowered, and how its source is courage and strength and power that we have, you have funded in your life so far. But even power that originates from a past life, it's just such a powerful time. So this card is a true blessing. So, like I said, there was a key factor just sort of fell out. And it's the other major Scorpio card, which is Judgment, number 20. Judgment is Archangel Gabriel. So we have, there are two archangels that show up in the tarot. Both of them are here. And Archangel Gabriel is here to awaken us. Key factor, this is a time of awakening like perhaps you have an experience. And it doesn't have to be, you know, we think of things of, like awakening as being something huge and, you know, radical. It doesn't have to be. It can be subtle and mysterious and come in. You know, I had a message in my dream the other night that just blew me away when I went into it. These can be, there's subtle, mysterious, alchemical energies present. And that is judgment, that transform us. This is the card of transformation, of awakening. Archangel Gabriel is blowing his horn. And as I read in one tarot book or someplace years ago that always stayed with me, was if you were sleeping and you can sleep through like maybe an alarm clock, it's highly unlikely that you'll be able to sleep through someone blowing a horn in your ear. I mean, seriously. So there is this sense of major wake-up calls occurring, but please don't get, you know, that doesn't mean it has to be this huge thing. It might be, but it can also be subtle. And I think that's key, because if you wake up, you know, to someone, in this case, an archangel blowing its horn in your bedroom, what happened in that sleep? Was there a reason that you are awakening to something now? Did a recent experience just happen? Did you have a symbol arise? I had two symbols arise as a result of this dream the other night. And one of them I'll share is medicine shields. This very strong Native American vibe was in this, came out of this dream. And so the shamanic energies are very strong right now too. We're in Scorpio, the magician, the alchemist, the shaman. These are the teachers right now. And to have Archangel Gabriel wanting us to become aware of just even how powerful this time is. And I hope I'm not using, you know, too many superlatives or that sort of thing here, but it is a very, very dynamic time. And one of the things, you know, I was asking another astrologer about this lunation several weeks ago, and she goes, oh, yeah, astrologer, I've been talking about this lunar eclipse all year long, and I've been so consumed with moving and packing and garage sailing and whatever, I just guess it had gotten by me. But once I did, this summer, I go, whoa, holy Toledo. It is a really big event. So we're waking up, we're becoming conscious, however you want to put it, of these powerful energies that are afoot. And it's, I want to leave one more thought here, and that is that it is really a key for navigating this time period is to keep every day doing some practice, some reading, some meditating that is geared towards raising your vibration. And this can be prayer, it can be working with crystals, it can be meditating, or, you know, there's just whatever it is that you do, because there are various ways to raise our vibration that can help us get in touch with the higher frequencies. But there's two reasons why, and they're both kind of obvious, but I'm going to state them, that are pretty why it's so important. One is because the lower frequencies are going to be crazy. You know, again, lunation, lunar eclipse, election, but other things too. The world, you know, is kind of a mess at some level. Not being particularly articulate here, but, you know, enough said. So it keeps us above the line. It keeps your conscious awareness above the line. And then the second reason, and I feel every bit as important, is that so much activity is taking place above the line. You want to tap into it. This is golden. This is a golden opportunity. The descent of light is great right now. The activity on the inner is great right now. There's a lot happening there to tap into. Symbols, messages, awakening, you know, so there's just a lot of reason to want to be spending time there. Again, whether it's in a 30-minute or 20-minute meditation every day or visualization. Oh, I should mention that about the visualization this month. Visualizing, doing medicine shields or mandalas or art related to this, anything that taps you into the creative, into the powerful, dynamic, creative, divine forces available. The visualization this month is from Astro Currents Monthly, ACM Scorpio 2018 or something like that. So it says that at the beginning. I wanted to get out a meditation. This is called Gifts from a Master Alchemist or Gifts from a Magician. And that's what it is that this magician is offering gifts to help navigate, tap into the amazing energies present. So that is on the website. It is right below. The audio is right below this tarot reading. They're right next to each other. And then lastly, I'm hearing to mention things lighten up come the third, fourth week of this month, just so you know. Yes, the energies will be relevant for months that are taking place right now, because that's the nature of eclipses. Is that they're generally considered relevant because they set certain things in motion, and until at least the next solar and lunar eclipse, which is in April of next year, I think, is a solar eclipse, and the lunar eclipse will be right around then. But it will, you know, we're entering Sagittarius energies. That's when the horizons open up, the clouds can start to dissipate, clarity can be reached. Of course, I'll go into these qualities later, but just to let you know that, you know, this too shall pass, and for not that that's a good or a bad thing, it's just true, just truth. So there we are, and I truly hope that this reading resonates with you. And of course, I greatly appreciate donations at this point. This is being offered, the beacon is being offered free/by donation. So that's up to you, but that's all on the page as well. Please know that I am sending you many blessings during this very profound and amazing time.